Shalom, today's daf yomi is Ksubos daf chaf Ksubos 20. On chaf amud beis and 20b, the Gemara is discussing the concept that the witnesses need to remember their testimony at the time that they testify. And so in this context, the Gemara brings a Mishnah that discusses with the concept of remembering a testimony that happened many years ago. So the Mishnah really is discussing a case where the concept as background to this Mishnah is that we know that a dead body is what's called a viavos atuma, is the father of the fathers of tuma. It's the primary source of tuma. And so therefore, when a dead body of ritual impurity, and a dead body is able to make utensils and a person that touch it into avatuma, into primary sources of ritual impurity, even if it doesn't touch it, even if it's just in the same tent with it. And a person who becomes tamei in this context will become tamei, ritually impure, for 7 days, and he's not going to be allowed to eat the ritually pure food of the temple. And the only way he can become able to eat that food is if he has the ashes of the red heifer, the mechata, sprinkled on him at day 3 and day 7 and immersion in the mikvah. And so therefore, as a result of this, people were reluctant to bury their dead on the main pathway, but they really only bury them in places where people did not go, in order so that they will not come to this state of ritual impurity. So the Mishnah tells us, Tanan Hasam, we learned in the Mishnah, and this is the Mishnah in Olos, Hatululios, these are mounds of earth that are piled up on the sides of the road. And that's where people used to bury their dead. And we don't have to be concerned that a person will walk there and become ritually impure, because people don't usually go there because they're and walk under it because it's very high. Hakrovos bein ir la'ir ubein la'derach means to say they're close either to the city or to the road. And so therefore people are found in the vicinity of these piles of dirt. Echad arish echadoshos v'echad yeshanos. Whether if the tululios, these piles of earth, are new, meaning to say that they were just recently gathered together, or whether they are old, that they were gathered together prior to this in a long time, we're going to assume that they are tameos, that they're ritually impure. And if a person will walk on top of them, we're going to assume that they are tameh, because in the old piles of dirt, we're going to assume that they buried a dead body there many years ago and or a long time ago, and they forgot about it. And even the new piles of dirt, that you might have said that if we buried somebody there, we would have remembered it. And so we could assume that maybe there's nobody there. We're going to say since they are close by, they're going to be tameot, because we have to be concerned that maybe a woman went there by herself and buried a body there, or a fetus that she had given birth to in the middle of that, or a stillborn in that pile of earth. And so therefore, and she didn't tell anybody about it. But the rachokos, but the ones that are far away from the city, and a woman wouldn't go there typically to bury somebody on their own, we're going to say chadashos tahoros, that if they're new piles, that they're ritually pure, whereas yishanos tameos, that they're old ones, were tameh, because we assume that we don't know about it. Ezuhui krova, what's considered to be close to the city, and we're going to say that it's tamei, whether it's new or old. That is chamishim amah. That's 50 amos, meaning to say that's considered close. Ve'ezuhi yeshana, what's considered old, that we're going to say that it's tameah, even if it's far away from the city or far away from the path. So we're going to say that's shishim shana. That's 60 years. That's the position of Rabbi Meir. Whereas Rabbi Yehuda omer krova. So what is the definition of close? She'ein krove mana, that there's nothing closer than it. And what's yeshana? And what's old? She'ein adam zohra. An old pile is that somebody doesn't remember when it was gathered together. And Gemara asks, my ear or my derech, what does it mean that it's close to the city or close to the path? Ilema ear mamish, and derech mamish, if you want to say it's an actual city, even though it's not close to the cemetery, or it's an actual road, even though it's not on the path to the cemetery. So the Gemara asks, Misfeka mimachzikino latuma, that doesn't make sense. Out of a doubt, are we going to assume that it's ritually impure? I'm a Reish Lakish, but Reish Lakish taught him Mesechas Nazir, Ila Matsu, V'tiaru Eretz Yisrael, that the rabbis found a pretext and they said we're going to make say that all the places of Eretz Yisrael, all the places of Israel are tahor, even though we have a concern for tumah, but we're going to say it's tahor because they needed to ritually purify the land of Israel so that kohanim could work there. And so why do the sages becoming strict? So Amarav Zera ira smucho beisakvaros. It means a city that's close to the cemetery. V'derech derech beisakvaros, the path to the cemetery. And so the Gemara asks about this. Bishlam aderach derach beis akvaros dezimnin disrami ben hashmashos umikru kavru b'teel. I understand why we're going to say if it's on the path to the cemetery, we're going to assume there's a dead body there, because sometimes that person dies on the eve of Shabbos and it's nearby and you just bury it on the way. You can't make it. El iras mucho beis akvaros, a city that's near the cemetery. Kula beis akvaros, all the people of the city would go to the cemetery to bury their dead. Why do we have to assume that they buried in a pile of earth on the side of the road? So says Rabbi Chanina, mitoch shanashim kovro sham nefleyen umikeshchin zroseyim, because the women will bury their fetuses there, rachmano etzlan, and the people who have limbs that are falling off, and they're sick, and they bury them there, and they can't go all the way to the cemetery. Va'ad chamishim ama azli, and up to 50 amos, the woman will go l'chuda by herself. Tfei, but more than that, davra inishbade, she'll bring somebody with her, and because she's afraid to go out of the city. Or beis akvaros azla, she'll go all the way to the city, to the cemetery. Hilkoch tuma be'eretz Yisrael u'machzikinan. There, for this reason, we're not going to assume there's ritual impurity from in the land of Israel. And the Gemara brings out another point from here. Says Rav Chista, hai sadusa achitin shana miskar tfei u'mitkar. And you remember testimony for 60 years, but more than 60 years, you don't remember anything.